the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on and turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, the second hour of the National Intel Report, and a lot of things have been happening since I've been out of town, but the Bush amnesty plan looks like it's hit a brick wall. We know that the Trans-Texas Corridor has been put in abeyance for at least 2 years, and I don't know the senators' names off the top of my head here who have just simply put forth a bill that says, look, here is a way to deal with the illegals in this country. Just enforce the laws that are already in the books. This is nothing. The Kennedy-McCain thing was nothing but an amnesty bill. That's all that it was. So it looks like this thing is stalled for the moment. Because we don't need no more stinking immigration reform. What for? We already have the laws in the books. It's already illegal for people to hire illegals in the workplace. It's already illegal to be in this country illegally. You know, the border fence that was supposed to be 700 miles long. I heard Tony Snow on Sean Hannity on our road trip here. Yeah, I actually listened to him on XM. dodging all kinds of things. And Sean Hannity, I'm no fan of, but at least he stuck to his guns. And these two are great friends. Tony Snow kept reminding them, oh, we're really good friends. And Sean Hannity kept coming back to him and saying, look, you know, what's the deal here? You know, Tony Snow is about ready. He's got one foot on a banana peel and the other one in the grave. He's about ready to check out. He does not look good. So I wonder who's going to be Mr. Bush's next mouthpiece. But the deal is, folks, we don't need no more stinking laws. We got all the laws that we need. Charles in Louisiana, you're up next. Hello, Charles. Go, Charles.
I thank you again for what you did for the Browns.
Well, we wanted to do much more, but as I said, it was kind of a cluster situation.
Oh, I understand. But yeah. I want to tell the people something right now. When they talk about the system and appeals, it could take up to 7 to 8 years, depending on the judge. You need the transcript to get an appeal. He could hold that up to 3 years on you if he wants.
Yep.
And the lawyers will not fight him. Because you see, when these people say, we need to do this to the judge, and we need, that's people that really don't know anything, because a judge ain't going to go against another judge. A doctor ain't going to go against another doctor. And you can't use the system. My God, I hope people understand this, to fight a system. You have to start all over. And I don't understand these people when we're going to do this. What judge are you going to get to put this judge in jail?
Yeah, that, you know, Charles, thank you for saying that, because that's exactly what I was thinking. Who makes the phone call to tell this judge to go climb in the closet?
When you deal with a man like this, he hasn't thinking in the box. When they tell you, we could do this, tell him to do it. They want somebody else to do it, like you wanted to Browns, but everybody's going to tell you what to do and what to say. But you went up there, you understand? And all these people call your senator, call. This is people that get me sick. I mean, I fought this system. It took me, I think, 9 years to get appeal.
Yeah.
9 years.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you can be out. You can do serve time and be out of jail, but then you get your appeal.
Before your appeal comes around.
Right.
Hang on a second, Charles. We've got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Attention gardeners. If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we're back. Charles, in Louisiana, I'm in agreement with you because it is the Fed that is the problem. It is their black-robed whores that are sitting on the bench.
That's right.
We already know that we cannot get any justice. We can't get the due process from these characters. We can't have a fully informed jury. We cannot present evidence. All these federal judges keep fixing all of these trials to get their convictions. And then they tell you, well, you have the right to appeal. Appeal what? Appeal to the decision that was already fixed in the first place, and I'm with you.
He'll stay on the bench, and the appeal will be up to you. He'll retire before the appeal comes up.
That's right.
You understand? And when people see that, they mean good. People that talk, look, there's three kind of patriots: the listeners, the talkers, and the doers. Now, I know you're a doer, but people who listen, they get a lot of advice and all that. They have never fought the system. They've never been where you've been at, the Browns. They could talk about it, and they could get an opinion. But you've been there, right, John?
I've been there.
So, okay, we thank you for that. So help me God. I wish I could have went. I just didn't have the money to go. But I would have went. But you see, all these people, they mean good. But they have to get way down at the bottom to really see.
Until it happens to them, Charles, it's just all armchair quarterbacking.
They can tell you what to do, and they can see your mistakes, John, and they can say, oh, you shouldn't ask for money, or oh, why do you do that? You see, but they are witness. Very few people get out to fight. Very few people will fight. Very few people's willing to die. See, we're all in a different position. until you get down there and been in the nitty-gritty, then you'll understand.
Yep.
But for us, when they start telling you, get a judge, I'd like to know what judge is going to arrest Bush. I'd like to know what police officer is going to arrest Bush. I'd like to know who's going to go against Bush. It's all talk.
It is. And all talk. And, there, Charles, there's plenty on the table here. There's plenty on the table that, you know, I don't care about George Bush and his war in Iraq or Afghanistan or anything else. Here's a man that is guilty of treason just over his association with the North American Union and what part he's playing. He's already guilty of treason. We don't have to go anyplace else. Thank you for your call, Charles. Thank you for your support also over the years. John in Michigan. Hello, John.
Hello, John. Welcome back.
Well, thank you.
I love that Charles.
Yeah, he's passionate. He never quits.
Nope, he's a great spirit. A couple of things. One thing concerning the judges, there's a website, I believe, called Jail for Judges. I think they've been involved in getting these guys off of the bench. It's been a long time since I've been to that website, but I recall that back in the early part of the 2000 or even before then, that they were having success. So that might be a source, too. But another thing I'd like to bring out again, the fact that our country hired two gentlemen, and I'm using that term without any respect, I wonder if they're still in our government, the gentleman who was in charge of the German Stasi and the other one who was in charge of the KGB. They were brought in to, I think about 4 years ago, to develop policy for controlling the citizens of our country.
Yeah, through Homeland Security, yeah.
And so any of these actions that these police are taking, it's coming right from those two guys that are on payroll to show our government how to control people. That I'd like to know if you could find out if they're still on our payroll here and still running issues.
Well, and word has it that Rumsfeld has really never ever left the Pentagon. He's still running things at the Pentagon. He's just not the Secretary of State anymore.
They're all disgusting.
That's not exactly a word that I would use, but we are in polite company.
Yep. One other thing, Kent up here in Antrim County has now got a petition to recall our prosecuting attorney. He had to go through a lot of hoops, but he got him cornered, and they kept trying to avoid the language, but he got it done just this week. So we're in the process of recalling our county prosecutor up here. He's been just nothing but a devil doer up here.
Well, what about the county sheriff that you had so many problems? We're in bed with the United Nations and everybody else.
Well, he's still here, and he's shaking in his boots because as this goes on, everything's going to get exposed from the judges that are on the bench in here and also his background and backdoor or backroom dealings. So it's going to probably all come out. The petitions have to be presented. Kent's getting twice as many as he needs, and so this will really expose a lot when we get to that stage. But it's a good thing. He keeps being vigilant. He lost an eye in an accident, so but he's still out there doing his thing.
Well, he's blind in one eye and can't see out of the other. Evidently, he's still... Anybody run against this guy, by the way?
No, not one person. He's been in there for about probably 15 years.
Really?
And so, yeah, oh, yeah.
That's 15 years too long.
Oh, I know. He's really... Not in it for the people, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And that's where we all have to start with our local governments. We got it, and it takes a lot of work and a lot of time, but it can be done.
Well, they've been working overtime. I was told a story. Michael Herzog used to be from the Indianapolis area, and he told me we were on our way up to New Hampshire, and he said we stopped on the way back in Indianapolis, on the way back to Texas here, and he said they have merged the police department and the county sheriff's office up there. Now, can you imagine Could you imagine doing that? Now, who do you think came out on top? Do you think it was the police department that merged with the county sheriff to bring constitutional law to the people? Or was it the other way around, that the police department, now with their codified and statute and corporate law?
Well, they did that at Mount Clemens. They eliminated the city police and brought in the sheriff to run the enforcement in Mount Clemens, which is north of Detroit, Michigan.
So they got rid of the Keystone corporate coffer cops, and you now have sheriff on the streets up in Mount Clemens?
Exactly.
Well,
that's Macomb County.
Now, that's an interesting turn of events. Have you seen anything good coming out of Macomb County once that happened?
Well, they've done a lot of restricting of certain groups of people, and there are some things that they've gotten hookers to go off the side to the side streets now. But it's like a police state, though. Yeah, I mean, there's a sheriff every quarter mile, a half mile.
Really?
That county's been known for corruption for a long time. It's in complete control now of the sheriff, and it's amazing the difference in how things are run. But I don't know if it's I don't know what their jurisdiction go how far the jurisdiction goes, but that's another example of it.
All right, John, I thank you, sir.
No, God bless you.
Okay, thanks. Had to hit the old cough button to sneeze there. Are all the other mics in here shut off? We're in the process of moving the network, and they took all my soundproofing off of the wall, so if it sounds like I'm in a barrel, that's because I am. Let's go to Ron in Montana. Thanks for holding on, Ron.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Hi. Just a side note, I heard you guys talking about Mount Clemens. I was stationed there when I was in the service.
Really?
At Selfridge Air Force Base. I wanted to give you an update on the Ron Paul campaign here in Montana.
That was the next thing I was going to bring up. Go ahead.
This weekend is our Republican State Convention here in Helena. And I had gone on Rod Paul's website and volunteered to help, and I got a call from his campaign headquarters the other day. So I went down this morning and worked the booth for about 4 hours. And that was an interesting experience, let me tell you. I'm a retired sales manager and a Korean veteran, and I have never, ever been around politics before. And that was an experience.
I bet it was.
But I understand that Congressman Paul did have this weekend open, but they didn't want him.
Well, according to, and I just got back into town, this is the first I heard of this, Jan Mickelson of WHO News Radio 1040 in Des Moines interviewed Ron Paul, the 2008 chairman Kent Snyder, about Ron Paul being excluded from the upcoming candidates forum sponsored by the Iowans for Tax Relief and the Iowa Christian Alliance.
Yeah.
Now, this Ed Failer is the one that's been just absolutely on a rampage here, and he wants Ron Paul excluded from this, and I do not understand why.
But they brought Mitt Romney in instead, and I met him this morning, and he didn't impress me.
Well, he doesn't impress a lot of – he's impressed with himself.
But the thing that really impressed me, all the years that I've been listening to you guys, and I used to listen to you on the other network, I was able to stand up this morning toe-to-toe and talk a debate, not argue, but debate issues with these people on an equal basis. And it was really an interesting experience for me. It just blew me away. It's surprising so many of these people don't even know what the issues are.
Well, and the problem is with this, and this is why Ron Paul is so dangerous in these debates, he's shifting. He's shifting what the issues are about.
Mm-hmm.
They want to get up there and talk about health care. They want to get up and talk about so-so security. They want to talk about a number of different subjects, but they don't want to talk about the law and the Constitution and what can be done in this country to get back to that and to cure a lot of the ills that we're suffering under. They just want to continue the same old thing. It's just the fresh faces coming in, and it's the same place. It's just a new face.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to give you an update, John. I'll let you go now.
All right, Ron, I appreciate you listening and calling in. Thank you very much. Hang on, everybody else. We'll get to your calls here. And I want to take the time out to read this DOJ dismisses felony tax prosecution. with prejudice, by the way, after the PRA defense raised. And that's the Paperwork Reduction Act. Interesting take on this. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural.com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Let me go to Dave next in Illinois, and then I want to get into this 1040 checkmate, maybe? All right, go ahead, sir.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Yeah, what was the name of the man that went on the hunger strike a couple years ago to try to get the IRS to participate in that?
Bob Schultz.
Now, whatever come out of that town hall style deal?
Not much.
I thought that was supposed to be televised.
Well, I'll tell you what we were really waiting for. It was Rosati and somebody from the Department of Justice, which, by the way, on every one of these tax cases, IRS tax cases, the DOJ is all over it. You know, I guess they can't just trust the IRS to go in there with their own representatives. The Department of Justice has to get in there and strong arm also. You know, Bob Schultz, look, Bob Schultz did a wonderful thing. He got a lot of press time, he got a lot of air time. And that's what I told them. That's what was cut out of the stuff that was put on YouTube and all over the place. MySpace and every place else. I was cut out of this thing during my 15 minutes up there, and that included questions from the press. I mentioned a lot of these things. I reminded them of Bob Schultz, how, you know, we the people, not the organization or the foundation, but all of us have been asking this question, and they had a perfect opportunity to roll into Washington, D.C. at the National Press Club and just present their evidence and say, now there. Now, all you people that don't want to pay income taxes, you're on notice. They don't even have the guts to go in there because there is no law. And they know that. That's why they can't answer it publicly. They're just going to keep strong-arming, getting people into these federal courts, doing the old slam dunk, and trying to get them off to the hoosegow. In the meantime, they get to confiscate their bank accounts and property and everything else.
Yeah, unfortunately. Of course, by them being absent at this thing, it speaks volumes.
It certainly does. And when I mentioned that, you should have seen the gazes of the press just all of a sudden looking at the ground. You know, we're looking at due process here. In this country, I mean, you could pass a law on just about anything. The feds, if they want to, can indict a ham sandwich. It doesn't mean that it's legal. It doesn't mean it's constitutional. It doesn't mean anything. But unless you're able to walk into a court and present your evidence in its entirety without exclusion from the judge,
yeah,
then we've got a problem here.
Well, you know what the problem is a lot of these judges, a lot of these lawyers, and a lot of the what I refer to as machine in Washington, all these people belong to secret societies. You know that, and I know that. And part of the rules are of the secret societies, you cannot rule against your Masonic brother or your other members. That's why, like Charles in Louisiana was saying, what attorney's going to go after what judge to get him removed. And another thing is that these organizations are very tight knit, and they take care of their own. And it's almost like going up against a brick wall,
right,
you know.
Right.
And it's kind of even hard to find a crack in the dike.
Well, and all things being equal, I mean, people have walked into courtrooms, and sometimes they've beaten the Fed back. But what they're trying desperately to avoid is a big trial, one that has enough attention paid to it, like, say, Ed and Elaine Brown. Could you imagine if this judge reverses his decision and his sentence of 5 years for both Ed and Elaine Brown, and a new trial is allowed to take place with a proper defense?
Oh man, it'd be dancing in the streets.
Well, I'm still going to pursue the grand jury approach on this in Sullivan County because after I talked to Michael Prozo up there, he said I'm not going to stand in the way of that. He said, you know, anything to get this thing resolved and get it off the books, he's all for it. Well, I'm glad to hear that. You know, I mean, like I said, the problem is that this guy was schooled in the de facto or the statutory or the policy making of the police chiefs, that they'll do anything that they want to do until somebody holds up their hand and says, excuse me, I'm going to take you to court against your policy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a military. Here's the deal. This is what a lot of people do not understand, Dave, that the police departments in this country are fashioned after military cadre.
Yep.
You got your patrol people, which are your PFCs or your privates.
Yep.
You got the next step up. You got your corporals, and then you got your sergeants, and then you got your Louis, and then you got your captains, and then you got your chief of police. And a lot of these clowns run around with four stars on their epaulets like they're something, but they're all following a military style enforcement of law, and we've seen how they've turned this into a police state. And they'll come out and from some Fed directive, they'll try to institute it in the counties and the cities across this country. And you got to take them to court, got to spend your money, your time to say, you know what, you're operating extra constitutionally. You're outside of the box here.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The thing is, you know, but when you have a situation like what we have up in New Hampshire there, you would think that some of these the police and the federal people there that are involved, you would think now, why would you think this man could possibly be right? Yeah.
That was, I think, the members of the press last Monday at that press conference, I think they got that message loud and clear, but it did not show up in any of the reports or any of the print that went out after that event.
Oh, would they want to admit that he was right?
They won't even admit that they've looked into it and they've made up their minds.
True.
They have not even gone down that rabbit hole, nor are they, because, well, they have their jobs protect. Hey,
That's
thanks
right.
for your call, Dave. appreciate it very much. We'll break, folks. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
After being at the Browns and realizing home preparedness down on the compound, folks, have you yet picked yourself up a Berkey? It may be a good idea. We have specials on Berkeys and Berkey lights, with or without the lighted bases, on, I think, Crown units also. And you've got a... Not only did we discount the prices of the units themselves, but you can receive two free PF2s that can go on your Berkey light. These are post filters that go on to the unit that filters, and I mean everything out of the water, to below detectable levels. And I'm not just talking about just, you know, a little beaker and you hold it up to the light saying, oh, there's nothing there. No, these are all scientifically looked at, microscoped, and all that stuff. Any carcinogen, anything in your water is reduced to below detectable levels, which means it can't harm you. So give us a call at 800-724-2719. Take advantage of the specials that we have on these Berkeys and get either two free sport bottles that you can carry in your car, okay, or you get two free PF2s. Those are the post filters for the Berkey lights. And you can call today, 800-724-2719. folks, it may become a time in this country, well, we all got to hunker down in our compounds. Bob Schultz sent this over. 1040 checkmate. DOJ dismisses felony tax prosecution with prejudice after the Paperwork Reduction Act defense raised. Now, on May 12th of 2006 in Peoria, Illinois, the attorney for the U.S. Department of Justice begged the court to dismiss all charges against an IRS victim, Robert Lawrence, in the federal district court. The motion for dismissal came on the heels of a surprise tactic by Lawrence's defense attorney, Oscar Stille. The tactic threatened exposure of the IRS's ongoing efforts to defraud the public. The move put the Department of Justice attorneys in a state of panic that left them with only one alternative, beg for dismissal with prejudice. Now, Stille's tactic paid off. 60 days earlier, the Department of Justice had indicted Lawrence on three counts of willful failure to file a 1040 form and three felony counts of income tax evasion. Now, the federal judge dismissed all charges with prejudice, meaning the DOJ cannot charge Lawrence with those same crimes again. But let me throw in my little caveat here. With Fed prosecutors and the Department of Justice, when considering charges, it's like taking a waste receptacle full of dirty diapers and see which one sticks, and that's the one they'll go with. Now, the trial was to have started on Monday morning on May 15th. On Wednesday, May 10th, Stille mailed a set of documents to the Department of Justice in response to the DOJ's discovery demands. The documents revealed to the DOJ for the first time that Lawrence was basing his entire defense on an act of Congress, 44 U.S.C. 3500-3520, also known as the Paperwork Reduction Act. In Section 3512 of the Act, titled Public Protection, it says that no person shall be subject to any penalty for failing to comply with an agency's collection of information request, such as a 1040. And let me say this, that the reason why it's voluntary is because you volunteer to the IRS what you think you owe. Yeah, I don't think I owe anything, so why should I be in violation of the law if I'm not filing a 1040? Because you see, you know, this is for benefit. You pay the income tax. The idea behind this thing is you receive benefit from the government. Well, I'm not asking for any benefit of the government. This is a voluntary tax system. You volunteer your information, and then they voluntarily assess you. Well, can I unvolunteer? Not according to the IRS, you can't. Now, if the request does not display a valid control number assigned by the Office of Management and Budget in accordance with the requirements of the Act, or if the agency fails to inform the person who is to respond to the collection of information that he is not required to respond to the collection of information requests unless it displays a valid control number. Now, in Section 3512, Congress went on to authorize that the protection provided by Section 3512 may be raised in the form of a complete defense at any time during an agency's administrative process, such as the IRS tax court or collection and due process hearing, or during a judicial proceeding, such as Lawrence's criminal trial. Now, in sum, the Paperwork Reduction Act requires that all government agencies display valid office and management and budget control numbers and contain disclosures directly on all information collection forms that the public is requested to file. Now, Lawrence's sole defense was he is not required to file an IRS Form 1040 because it displays an invalid OMB control number. Now, government officials knew that if the case went to trial, it would expose the fraudulent counterfeit 1040. They also must have known that the trial would expose the ongoing conspiracy between the Office of the Management and Budget and the IRS to publish 1040 forms each year that those agencies knew it was in violation of the Paperwork Reduction Act. Now, that would raise the issue of the form of the 1040 with its invalid control numbers. It's being used by the government to cover up the underlying constitutional tort, that is, the enforcement of a direct, unapportioned tax on the labor of every working man, woman, and child in America. Any information collection form, such as the IRS Form 1040, which lacks bona fide statutory authority, or which conflicts with the Constitution cannot be issued an OMB control number. That's why they don't put it on there, because it ain't legal, folks. Now, if a control number were issued to such a form, the form would be invalid and of no force and effect. Now, under the facts and circumstances of the last 24 years, it is safe to say that the IRS Form 1040 is a fraudulent, counterfeit, bootleg form. Government officials responsible for this fraud should be investigated and face indictment for willfully making and sponsoring false instruments. Caught between a rock and a hard place, the DOJ and the IRS decided not to let the Lawrence case proceed because it would reveal one critical and damning fact. The PRA law protects those that fail to file IRS bootleg Form 1040. Now, the DOJ knew that it stood a significant chance of losing the case. And if that happened, the press and others would quickly spread the word. Yeah, sure, the press would. And others would quickly spread the word. Well, others. I'll take the others, Bob. And leave only fools ever to file 1040s again. Now, Oscar Stille's pleadings and documents made three points quite clear. IRS Form 1040 violates the Federal Protection, or the Federal Paperwork Reduction Act, rather, and is therefore a legally invalid form. Under the Public Protection Clause of the PRA, no person can be penalized for failing to file a 1040, and if the IRS fails to fully comply with the PRA. Now, the PRA statutes explicitly provide that the PRA challenge is a complete defense and can be raised in any administrative or judicial proceeding. The IRS individual Form 1040 has not and cannot comply with the requirements of the PRA because no existing statute authorizes the IRS to impose or collect the federal income tax from individuals. Okay? That lack of bona fide authority makes it impossible for the IRS to avoid violating the Paperwork Reduction Act. Now, Bob goes on in this press release to say, "We the People Foundation has researched the facts, law, and circumstances surrounding this case and has determined that a public trial would have opened Pandora's box of legal evidence and government testimony under oath that would establish the IRS 1040 form as fraudulent and counterfeit." Oscar Stille's PRA defense checkmated the DOJ and the IRS. The Office of Management and Budget appears to have been complicit with IRS in deceiving the public and in helping perpetrate the 1040 fraud by promulgating federal regulations that negate the plain language of the PRA laws passed by Congress and by allowing the IRS to continually skirt the explicit requirements of those statutes. Accordingly, We the People Foundation has petitioned the U.S. Attorney General, the IRS Commissioner, and the Director of the OMB, requesting an official explanation of their conduct in Peoria. Now, I have the letter that was sent to Mark Everson, which, by the way, Everson has come out and said, in response to all this nonsense, this frivolous stuff that these people are saying about the IRS, we're going to answer the tax protesters with more enforcement. Thank you very much for upholding your bad law. And if you want to read more about this, you can go to, let me get to the back page of this so you people can read up on this for yourself. For additional information and legal research related to the Paperwork Reduction Act, the Foundation would like to extend many thanks to researcher Lindsay Springer for his contributions regarding the PRA, legal research, and the assistance with the Lawrence case, as well as defendant Bob Lawrence and his attorney, Oscar Stille, for having the courage to rely on this research in the manner that they did, facing numerous felony income tax charges. Now, Springer's website, featuring his current personal PRA and APA litigation, and his explanatory video can be found at www.penaltyprotester.com. And also, I think, let me get to the next page here. We the People Foundation, you can get this 400-megabyte research disk online at We the People Foundation website for a nominal donation. How about that one? It's a fraud, folks, and all they're doing And this is what's so disgusting about this, that they're willing to kill people over this, over a tax bill. Well, you see, as far as the Department of Justice is concerned, the federal marshals, the IRS, the Browns just have to comply. They just have to lay down. In their minds, there's not a standoff. There's just a couple of people avoiding justice up there. Justice? I have another term for it. But again, we're in polite company here. It is amazing to watch the press, to watch the television stations. I do not know. I talked to one gentleman out there. He's a black guy. His name is Byron Barnett, and he does. He's a reporter, and he's host for Urban Update on WHDH-TV in Boston, Channel 7. Now, I did not see his report. I don't know how that report came back. But I thank that guy for being professional in his capacity at this press conference and asking follow-up questions. There were two characters up there that the only thing, and one of them, I did not catch where he was from. He was from a pretty big station. And I talked to his cameraman after I walked up to this reporter and asked him, do you have a business card? And he just looked at me, didn't respond, and just stormed off. And I talked to the cameraman. I said, look, what is with this guy? He said, he's a real jerk. Nobody likes him. And I said, well, do me a favor. I said, not at the cost of your own job when you go back to the station. I said, but why don't you report to your superiors how this guy conducted himself? And do me a favor. If there is ever another press conference, tell those people there at the station never to send this guy out again. There was another character there. He was kind of glib. But he kept doing and trying to bait these guys into a race card, you know, into just absolute nonsense. And I talked to Elaine Brown after this deal, and I said, look, if you guys ever have another press conference, just do me a favor, handle it like anybody else handles a press conference. When you've got somebody in the audience out there, the press reporters that are asking obvious, over-the-top, provocative questions, just tell them I'm not going to dignify that question with an answer and then just move on to the next question. It's the way it's done. Because the only thing that you ever get when you respond to these characters is you get the sound bites that they're dying for. They just want you to pop off. They just want you to respond angrily to their questions, and that's what it's designed to do. It's designed to evoke anger in you. It's designed to get those angry sound bites. I'm not an angry man. And at one point, one gentleman in question, Weaver is about ready to get down there and box his ears back. And, you know, folks, I would urge people, we have numbers that are posted for the governor of New Hampshire, for the sheriff's department, for the county commissioner. When you call these people, please, 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 don't feed into the frenzy that the press likes to do. Don't threaten their lives. I had one guy, Sheriff Prozo, told me, said, I got a call from one guy from Tennessee that said I was going to come down here and kick your butt. And he said, you know what? I got no problem with that. I'll go out on the field of honor with no weapon on, and we can go out there and duke it out. He said, you know, well, do these people think that this is going to have an effect? And it really doesn't, because I'll tell you what it does. It just reinforces them that there's just a gaggle of damn fools out there that don't know anything. So when you resort to threats or, how should we say, colorful verbiage, it just reinforces what they want to believe. Let's not give it to them, ladies and gentlemen. Go in there and be as wise as a serpent and as gentle as the proverbial dove. Don't give them anything. Just give them the truth, minus the colorful and threatening attitude. Please, it does not work. It just works in their favor, not ours. Be articulate, be brief, be to the point, get in and get out. If you want to help anybody, if you want to help anybody, please, please. Ralph in Michigan. Hello, Ralph. Ralph, are you there? Is Ralphie there?
Can you hear me?
Hey, there you are.
Okay. John, I've got a request for a guest.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to see you bring up Peter Hendrickson. Bring him up for a couple hours.
Yeah. Do you have a contact number
for
him?
I sure do. I got his phone number. I'll give it to you off the air.
Okay. Let my producer pull you down right now. We'll get Peter on the air. I think you've been after me for a while here to get him back on the air. Okay. Yeah, my board op will bring it down. He'll get the number from you right now. In the meantime, let me go to Maggie in Texas. I got her. Hello, Maggie.
Hi, John.
Hi.
A week or so ago when Randy Weaver was up there at the Browns, it was being said that he was going to be on Diane Sawyer, Good Morning America, the next day. Did that ever happen?
Yeah, hang on a second. I'll explain the circumstance around that.
Yes,
just hang on 1 second. We'll be right back. Sure. Final segment of the National Intel Report. First time I've been live on the air since last Friday. I appreciate you people showing back up today. We'll break. We'll be right back.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what this is. The Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out at school? That's what.
Yeah, Maggie, on the issue of Good Morning America,
yeah.
I spoke to first off. we were heading out of town up there, and we started getting callers from producers from all these TV stations and news shows. And I had Josh Gardner call me from Good Morning America. He was a producer. And he said, are you going to be out there? And I said, well, I said, I didn't know that the press conference. I thought it had been rescheduled, and I was not told that it was not rescheduled, that it was going to go on at Monday afternoon at 2 o'clock. See, one of the reasons why we went up there with Randy Weaver in tow was to get this federal judge out of his chambers to at least talk to us, and then include that in the press conference, what their response was. Now, the only people that I talked to was this Michael L. Prozo, the sheriff of Sullivan County. And this Anne Marie Dorning, Ed Brown actually talked to her, and he got a little upset with her, and he said, well, look, if I do your show, I want a half hour. She looked and she said, we don't even give the president a half hour. You know, we'll give you 2-3 minutes, and that's going to be it. And he said, well, I'm not going to do it for 2 or 3 minutes. So that was his decision not to do the Good Morning America.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
which
I don't know. I can rattle off a lot of stuff in about 2 minutes, but you know, that was his choice not to do that. So, you know, and we had people up there grousing that these criminals even had a press conference to begin with. So, you know, that was his choice to do it. I mean, it was pulled off pretty well. But I didn't see all the stuff from like Channel 7 News out of Boston. I didn't see a lot of the response. The AP was up there, you know, so I have not read their stories that they did, but I can just about bet after reading that Fox News story, or at least the one that was picked up by Fox from the Associated Press, you know, that's not the impression we got from these people up there. The police that were in Plainfield, I mean, they know the Browns. They're good people. They're not lawbreakers. They're not a menace to society. They're not. They don't have hordes of militiamen and anti-government people. It's all the same regurgitated diatribe again. You know, it's all the same stuff. That because somebody stands up against the criminal federal activity, that somehow that you're anti-government. Well, I'm anti-bad government. You know.
Yeah, well, I had wondered because I was looking for references to Good Morning America and didn't find any, and I just kind of figured that it was something like you say.
Mm. Well, I'm going to call the producer, and I'm going to see if they can set up another interview rather than have scads of reporters up there, which really causes a security problem. I'm going to talk to the producer of Good Morning America and see if they can't reschedule and give him more time, because the message that Ed Brown has is irrefutable. And it would be good exposure for this if he were to do the Good Morning America show. So,
yes, it would.
Yeah, nothing is dead here. I'm going to keep pushing for the county grand jury and more airtime so this man can express his thoughts. Rather than we're living in a soundbite world, and I got to tell you something on a subject such as this, I don't care who it is, there's not too much you can do in 2 minutes, that's for sure.
That is certainly true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All righty.
Okay. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Maggie. I appreciate your call. Folks, that'll do it for us today. I'm going to be working all this weekend, getting the new network set up. I'll be painting and laying tile, which I never did in my life. So we will be back here Monday, live on the air. Took a little time out here to go up to the Browns. I'm very glad that I did. And to meet Elaine Brown. And, folks, I swear to you, I will do everything within my power to make sure that this thing goes as the Browns hope that it will. We just need some help, and we need a lot of it. We'll see you Monday.
With recent internet.